Philip mentioned how Brother Collis admonished the young people to learn 325, sing it every day for a period. What did he say throughout the year? Every day for a year? This number 37 is a song like that. You ought to sing it maybe every morning through the remainder of this period. And then as you go on to the next period, you go home. what an expression of Harold Haldor Lillinus, of his own heart. He lays it bare. I found a joy, a peace I never knew before. This world can't afford it. Oh, I desire. I was considering that word. I desire that my life be ordered by thee, my will be in perfect accord with thine own sovereign will, thy desires to fulfill. There it speaks of my desire and his desire. You know, that's what makes the world go round. Desire. Why does the man of the house go out to his place of employ? Why? Because he has a desire over his family to provide for them. I had that responsibility. I remember when I took Martha as my wife. Here, a poor preacher in Williamsburg with a few people. How am I going to undertake to care for her now? You know, I didn't think of it. I was dumb enough. I was too dumb, I said. But anyway, you know, and this is how I felt. If I tend to the Lord's business, I do what he asked me to do in order to serve him, he's going to take care of me. He'll take care of me. Beloved, all these years I haven't had a salary. I never thought about that. My wife says, she tells her class that I never ask about money matters. I leave it with my wife because she's up on those things. I don't think about those things. But the Lord is faithful. His provision never fails. Oh, I have a right to sing. I have a right to sing. It would not be right if I didn't sing. My wonderful Lord. But I desire, as I said, you go to school. Why do you go to school? You have a desire for an education. You realize that you need an education. And today, everyone can get a good education. You can get scholarships that'll take care of your tuition. Oh, how Philip, dear Philip, how the Lord, he had to go to school. And we told him, Philip, we don't have the means to put you through college. We just don't have those means. You apply yourself. You apply yourself. Get scholarships. Well, he did it. He did it. I think he got 8, is it? About 8 scholarships. He ran away with everything. And so he went to college. Cooper Union. And he got a good education. And even after he finished his time, his 4 years, you know, they paid for his master's. So he continued. Today he's a civil engineer. He looks after bridges, the Verrazano Bridge. And his company has an office in Maryland, and they have the inspection of all the bridges in Maryland. And that's his responsibility. They have an office there. But I desire that my life, is that your desire? We're going to, in our reading today, you know, we're going to find out that David had desire. He had a great longing for God and his presence. That the ark that was a symbol of his presence be near him. He wanted to build a house. It had been brought back and he had prepared a tent. But now he wanted a more permanent dwelling where that ark would be set and remain, the presence of God. And he expresses his determination because he says, I will. I'm not going to sleep or give rest to my eyes until I find a place, a habitation for my God. I will. And he said he made a vow. He swore, this is the way it's going to be. That's a word of resolve, right? I'm purposed. I'm resolved at any cost. But as we go on in that chapter, we're going to read that God has desire over David. And he desires that David embrace his desires, that he find his will in God's desires, a will for his life. And he did. He did. And how wonderful. I'm sure he could sing this 37 from experience, as Lilinus, from experience. And it can be my experience. It is my experience. All the talents I have laid at thy feet. Thy approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small, I surrender it all. And we have that hymn. We sang it last night, I surrender all. We have to be steadfast in that surrender. You know, there's a passage that says that we ought to bind the sacrifice to the horns of the altar. Tie it so it can't escape. And so, Lord, I'm on the altar now. You tie this sacrifice of myself that I bring. And I can't get off that altar now because I'm bound to it. Praise the Lord. Let his desire become your desire. Let it be my desire. Let it be my desire. There is a will of God. There is a will of God for every one of us. There's not one whom God has not made that he doesn't intend to use. And as we find that place in the will of God, we're going to sing. You're going to sing. You cannot help but sing, my wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord. And praise the Lord. Let us desire to fulfill in the will of God our sojourn here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the will of God. I think it's well for us to begin where God begins. We have in 1 Thessalonians the expressions, two expressions regarding His will. What is God's will for me? Well, he says, this is the will of God. Even your sanctification. God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. And I don't have any holiness. Vile and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. O God, this thing I desire, I'm trying to think, wash me. How does that start? I want Jesus to reign in my soul. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Are there idols? Things that we set up or and have been drawn, these affinities, these attachments, you know, that bind us. Oh God, I desire that Jesus reign in my soul and all these idols. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just own His presence with us this morning and know that He has desire over this particular gathering. This gathering, we who are present, we who are here at this moment, at this time. Lord, Lord, You have a purpose in all these gatherings and in this gathering, and fulfill that purpose.